we welcome in the legendary talent, Mr. Martin Short. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Really, really good. I think you and I have something in common. I think he's a better friend of yours than he is of mine, because I don't think he cares for me much. But I hear it that you and Kurt Russell are best buddies.
We are very close friends. How do you know Kurt?
Well, he was on the Mark and Brian show many, many years ago, and he and I kind of befriended each other, which means out of 10 texts that I send him, he'll respond to one.
And that's kind of that's kind of what he does with me too.
You feel better?
I have to tell you. I don't know how many people have seen this movie, but if you haven't seen it, I've got a feeling this is where your friendship began. You and Kurt made a movie called Captain Ron?
Captain Ron.
So good.
I remember having a conversation with Christopher Guest when I was making it. He said, "Martin, what are you doing now?" And I said, "Well, I'm making a movie called Captain Ron." "Uh-huh. What's it about?" "Well, I pay a man who has two children who inherits a boat." He said, "I didn't say spoil it for me."
So, Martin, they say drama is hard, comedy is harder. And I know that when you're doing stand-up or you're on Saturday Night Live, that's a different deal. But when you're filming comedy, the editing is such an important process. Are you ever involved in that?
No, never. It depends. That's why a film actor always has to get his head around a different concept than if you're doing a Broadway show. A film actor is there to provide paint and colors for the editor and director when they put it all together in a room months later. So your job is to give them as big a range, you go big, you go small, you go fast, you go slow, and then when they're putting it together, saying, "Do we have a take where he's a little bigger?" "Oh, we do. Okay, good." So I always think as an actor in a comedy or any film, you weasel as many takes as you can. Even if the director thinks we have it, you say, "Oh, come on, can we have one more freedom take? Come on." And they'll usually, if you're charming enough, say, "Oh, sure." And then you go home and say, "Look, I did my job. It's up to them to screw up."
If you just joined us, we're speaking with the great Martin Short. Before I run out of time, because I want to talk about what it is that you're promoting today, Gina, my co-host, has a fun fact. Go ahead, Gina.
Yeah, Mr. Short, it's an honor to speak with you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. My entire life, huge fan. Every Three Amigos, Arrested Development, Jiminy Glick, everything you do. Everything. In fact, my family still calls each other Mush Brain because of you. We've been doing that our entire life. So I got to tell you, this is very embarrassing for me, but hopefully you'll be complimented. When I was in third grade, I started an Ed Grimley fan club at my school. And we would meet and we would act out scenes, and we were super awesome and popular. And you sent us a signed headshot that said, "I must say, love Ed Grimley." And I think I still have it on my wall in Kansas. So thank you, because we're big fans.
What a lovely, sweet, sheltered, sad life you lead.
I've come a long way from Shawnee Mission, Kansas.
All right, so this will lead me into what you're doing, Martin. My wife and I, we would use Santa Barbara as our weekend getaway. We always loved going to Santa Barbara. So
money.
We could afford a nice weekend in Santa Barbara, yeah. So we asked the concierge at the hotel, "What is a nice Italian restaurant?" And he goes, "Oh, I got the one." So he tells us, we go to the restaurant, and it's one of these where the tables, even though it's a table for two, it is quite literally 1 inch from the next table for two. So we go in, the place is packed, and we said, "Dinner for two." He walks us over to this table for two, and we look at the table for two that's right next to our table for two, and it's Steve Martin and some woman. The look that I got from Steve, knowing that I was just about to sit down 1 inch from his conversation, it was melting. So we, Linda and I, decided maybe not. So we go back to the concierge and we said, "Is there another table?" He said, "You got a problem with Steve Martin?" I said, "Well, no, but I think
he may have a problem with me."
Yeah, and then he goes, "All right, fine. Do you want to sit next to Sigourney Weaver? She's in the next room." So we did. We sat.
Now you're talking, you said.
Now the reason I bring that up, and the reason Martin is on the show. He and Steve Martin are going to do an evening you will forget for the an evening you will forget for the rest of your life. This is a one night only appearance. It's at the Santa Barbara Bowl, August 14th at 7:30. So Martin, guide us through what's going to be happening on that night.
Well, you know, Steve also brings the Steep Canyon Rangers, who are brilliant. I bring my musical director, Jeff Babko. It's a very loose... Catherine O'Hara just saw the show recently, and she said, it's like a children's show for adults. but it's, you know, Steve and I do stand-up. We sit and chat for a while. I do 20 minutes. He does 20 minutes. We do stuff together. There are puppets. We go into the audience and bring up three guys and turn them into the amigos. It's a very loose, funny, I think very funny show.
Now, before anybody gets their feelings hurt, is Steve going to be doing stand-up?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. You know, I had Steve on the show and I told him this story and he remembered it. I saw him for the first time. This was when he was white hot. He was in an arena and he came out, he did his act. And he was playing the banjo, but the act was only about halfway through. He put the banjo down and started to walk off, and he collapsed because the place was so freaking hot.
Oh,
and he
really?
Remembered that. Yeah.
So hopefully that won't happen.
He says about these shows on stage, he says, the reason I love working with Marty Short is that he understands the concept of 60-40.
Which is?
And in other words, that's how we divide the check.
Martin, listen, I have so, like everybody, I have so enjoyed you. I would like to hope that one day you would consider coming into the studio and sitting down with us and spending some quality time.
Absolutely, I would love that. And by the way, let me also promote one other thing, which is on May 31st, NBC, 10 p.m., the Maya and Marty variety sketch show starts following America's Got Talent.
Ooh.
So I'm in my office at 30 Rock as we speak.
Wow.
That's going to be huge.
And for Santa Barbara, that is August 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale now, so go online, www.axs.com, or at the Santa Barbara Bowl box office.
And there might be a surprise appearance of a special person as well that night. I can't reveal it.
Always nice. Martin, will you do me one favor?
Yes, sir.
Would you please tell Kurt Russell that Mark Thompson said, "Kiss my ass"?
Absolutely. It would be my honor. I'm typing as we speak.
Martin, I couldn't have enjoyed the moment with you more. Thank you so much for what you do on behalf of all of us. The gift of laughter you give is, we can't return the favor.
Thank you. Very nice. Lovely.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.